This is 89.9 KCRW. I'm Lisa Napoli. An unprecedented show featuring artworks from 60s and 70s Japan has opened at the Blum & Poe Gallery in Culver City. And art critic Hunter Drohoyoska-Philp joins us now to talk about it. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Lisa.
So tell us about Requiem for the Sun, the Art of Mono Ha. What does Mono Ha mean?
Well, it means school of thing. I mean, mono means thing, and school means ha. And it was really a pejorative term used by critics when they first encountered this work, because sometimes they would see sort of a large granite rock on top of a piece of glass, or a huge 2-meter cylinder of earth excavated from the ground, both of which are actually on view in the Blum & Poe Gallery. And they thought, a thing. These are just things. But really, it's about the relationship between those things and the space around them and the relationship to the viewer, really the tension that's there. You really feel the power of each individual work. And these artists haven't really been seen together before this show. And the works for many of them are recreated from around 1968 to 1973.
So it sounds very Japanese. Describe some of what we'll see besides what you've just told us about.
Well, a key artist here is Lee Ufan. Lee Ufan is the most well-known in part because he was the one who came from Korea and was schooled in Japan and felt that because he'd studied philosophy, he had to write about what these artists were doing. They weren't such a close-knit group, but he felt that what they were doing was a significant statement in terms of its rejection of American and European modernism, its way of being more about the substance of being Japanese. And we have to remember that this period, by this time, 25 years has elapsed since World War II, since the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and the Japanese are feeling the need to be more self-consciously Japanese, including the artists, you know, take possession of their own history and what it meant to them. And you can see that in, for example, a granite stone encased in an envelope of white paper, or a single pendulum holding a little cone at the bottom that gently waves back and forth, or an enormous pile of concrete that's sort of soft, permanently soft, with some pieces of steel stuck into them. These are very simple materials. On the surface, they seem as though they really wouldn't have much power, but in fact, they really, really do.
Mm. Is there any artwork or any movement going on in Japan right now that reflects the school of Mono Ha, or is this a moment in time that passed with this era?
In fact, one of the significant aspects of Mono Ha is that a subsequent generation of Japanese artists, I suppose even including someone like Takashi Murakami, reacted against the Mono Ha artists in their own way. So Mono Ha, these people were really an authentic Japanese movement and pride themselves on being so authentically Japanese that their own younger Japanese artists could react against them.
You can step back in time to the 60s and 70s Japan at Requiem for the Sun, the Art of Mono Ha. It's on view at Blum & Poe through April 14th. Thank you, Hunter.
Thank you, Lisa.
And you can read Hunter's reviews at kcrw.com/art talk.